The Six Swans by the Brothers Grimm, read by Katie Haig. A king was once hunting in a large wood and pursued his game so hotly that none of his courtiers could follow him. But when evening approached, he stopped and, looking around him, perceived that he had lost himself. He sought a path out of the forest but could not find one, and presently he saw an old woman with a nodding head who came up to him.
"My good woman," said he to her, "can you not show me the way out of the forest?"
"Oh, yes, my lord king," she replied. "I can do that very well, but upon one condition, which, if you do not fulfil, you will never again get out of the wood, but will die of hunger."
"What, then, is this condition?" asked the king.
"I have a daughter," said the old woman, "who is as beautiful as anyone you can find in the whole world, and well deserves to be your bride. Now, if you will make her your queen, I will show you your way out of the wood."
Out of anxiety, the king consented, and the old woman led him to her cottage, where the daughter was sitting by a fire. She received the king as if she had expected him, and he saw at once that she was very beautiful. But yet she did not quite please him, for he could not look at her without a secret shuddering. However, after all, he took the maiden up on his horse, and the old woman showed him the way, and the king arrived safely at his palace, where the wedding was to be celebrated. The king had been married once before, and had 7 children by his first wife, 6 boys and a girl, whom he loved above everything else in the world. He became afraid soon that the stepmother might not treat them very well and might even do them some great injury, so he took them away to a lonely castle which stood in the midst of a forest. This castle was so hidden and the way to it so difficult to discover that he himself could not have found it if a wise woman had not given him a ball of cotton which had the wonderful property, when he threw it before him, of unrolling itself and showing him the right path. The king went, however, so often to see his dear children that the queen, noticing his absence, became inquisitive and wished to know what he went to fetch out of the forest. So she gave his servants a great quantity of money, and they disclosed to her the secret and also told her of the ball of cotton, which alone could show the way. She now had no peace until she discovered where this ball was concealed, and then she made some fine silken shirts. And, as she had learned from her mother, she sewed within each one a charm. One day soon after, when the king was gone out hunting, she took the little shirts and went into the forest, and the cotton showed her the path. The children, seeing someone coming in the distance, thought it was their dear father, and ran out towards her full of joy. Then she threw over each one of them a shirt, which, as it touched their bodies, changed them into swans, which flew away over the forest. The queen then went home quite contented, and thought she was free of her stepchildren. But the little girl had not met her with the brothers, and the queen did not know about her. The following day the king went to visit his children, but he found only the maiden.
"Where are your brothers?" asked he.
"Oh, dear father," she replied, "they are gone away and have left me alone." And she told him how she had looked out of the window and seen them changed into swans, which had flown over the forest. And then she showed him the feathers which they had dropped in the courtyard, and which she had collected together. The king was much grieved, but he did not think that his wife could have done this wicked deed, and, as he feared the girl might also be stolen away, he took her with him. She was, however, so much afraid of the stepmother that she begged him not to stop more than one night in the castle. The poor maiden thought to herself, "This is no longer my place. I will go and seek my brothers." And when night came, she escaped and went quite deep into the wood. She walked all night long and a great part of the next day, until she could go no further from weariness. Just then she saw a simple hut, and, walking in, she found a room with 6 little beds, but she dared not get into one, but crept under, and, laying herself upon the hard earth, prepared to pass the night there. Just as the sun was setting, she heard a rustling and saw 6 white swans come flying in.